Thomas Hargreaves puts a hand up to cover his eyes from the sun and bends over the porch railing. He flips the flap of his jacket with his other hand.
It will be.
Lionel leans his hip to the rail and continues to pare an apple. The peel twists in the air as he runs the blade under the fruit skin. He glances out to the pond.
Kathy wants a vista.
He points the knife to the posts and boards of the boathouse, now stacked across the foundation of the glasshouse.
It's a useless structure. No one swims anymore. We'll have a grand bonfire soon.
More cherries?
Kathy passes a porcelain serving bowl to Ada. Ada sets her fan to the table and picks out a few of the less battered.
Marion?
I shake my head and grip the chair arms, rubbing my thumbs to the wood.
Ada hasn't made one gesture to me that she's got a letter from Kitty. Instead, she followed Kathy all around the house for a tour that included details on every bit of new furniture, parquet, wallpapers, plates, and the stores in Boston and London from which they were ordered and shipped.
So difficult without Paris available, she said when the tour stopped in the dining room. The blockade, well, you know.
So difficult with a war, Ada murmured.
But she oohed and awed, and Mr. Hargreaves shared a smoke in the front yard with Lionel.
Kathy is well on form today.
She wears a frock of insolent reds, splattered with pink dragonflies. It is the third she brought down in the morning, begging my opinion, but when I declared the blue adequate and the fabric cool for the weather, she took her own advice and now hovers over the company. She watches Ada so closely as she chews a cherry and spits the pit to a napkin.
They're late season, but I think they're very sweet. Don't you think they're sweet?
Ada folds her napkin and tucks it under her plate.
They are, they are.
She tips her head and looks at Toby.
There are three left. Would you like them? They give him gas.
Kathy slides the bowl toward her. The base catches the tablecloth, hooking a thread and pulling the fabric forward. With a quick tisk, she snaps the thread.
It's so kind of you to call this way. We are far out of the circuit. I know Mr. Hargreaves is busy with the start of the school year.
He swivels to us.
The maddening boys. Isn't that what Benjamin called us?
He lifts an eyebrow.
Maddening boys.